Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. The Gen 40 heaters are back in stock. With skyrocketing heating bills, they sold out and will go fast again. If you missed the last special, order fast and now at EdenPureDeals.com. For this week or until they run out, you can get the stylish and strong Eden Pure Gen 40 heater with code Howie50.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
You pushed us into this corner, so now we're saying we won't vote for anyone but McCarthy. That's why we're saying it, because we cannot let the terrorists win.
Put yourself in a pretty public position opposing who the person that could be the speaker. Are you worried about retribution?
Man, I'm 6'2", 275. I'm not worried about that.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Kevin McCarthy has no ideology. Even his own supporters would admit that in private. He is simply a vessel through which lobbyists and special interests operate.
Diversity of thought is a good thing. It's one of the things that sets us apart from our friends on the other side of the aisle. Yes, diversity of thought is a good thing. But they want us divided. They want us to fight each other. That much has been made clear by the popcorn and blankets and alcohol that is coming over there.
Brian's all serious. I don't drink in the morning because I've got to land a plane.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show. Howie has taken a slide and the texters are already complaining. A two-day work week, says 603. Then he leaves an hour early. Howie Carr has the best job ever, surely. Gets to blah, blah, blah and get paid a ton. What could be more fun? It is fun. It's a fun job. I don't make the same money that Howie does, not even when I fill in, but I'm glad to be here nevertheless. You thought you could get rid of me, eh? We spent an entire week together, well, almost an entire week together last week, and you thought you were done with me. That is not so. By the way, the 10th vote for the Speaker of the House, the majority Speaker of the House, is the, well, it's come down to just about the same. 20 votes for other and one vote present. So Kevin McCarthy still does not have the majority. I don't know if they're going to go to an 11th vote tonight. I haven't seen them take a vote to adjourn just yet, but we will keep an eye on it for you, keep the tabs on it. And I do want to talk about something that kind of flew under the radar for the past few months and is resurfacing because this committee, this special commission, has not made any significant plans to reconvene. And I'm talking about a special commission that was put together by our illustrious, and I can now say this, former governor, Charlie Baker. Though the inauguration for Maura Healey, I don't think has officially taken place. I believe it's taking place tonight, maybe even as we speak. But nevertheless, he's still the former governor of Massachusetts. Back in January of 2021, 2 years ago, he put into place a special commission to investigate and find out. It was a fact-finding mission to see if we needed to change the Massachusetts state seal and motto. A lot of people forget the second part because the state seal is more visual. You get to see it on the lecterns. It's on the flag. It's on any letterhead that comes from the state house. It would be a big deal to change it. Okay, and they say that it's a colonist state seal. It's racist. It depicts a terrible history of Massachusetts. It shows a Native American holding a bow and an arm above him holding a sword. It's not like the sword is coming down and decapitating the Native American, but people have their imaginations, I suppose. And the state motto is, by the sword we seek peace, but peace only through liberty, translated from the Latin, which I'm not even going to attempt because I am not the aforementioned Howie Carr. So that was in January of 2021, and COVID was still ongoing. So they met a few times, and they came up, finally, this just within the past few months, they held a meeting, I believe in December, and they went through their fact-finding mission, And they had this list of recommendations. And I want to go through these recommendations with you because these are, and keep in mind, this took nearly 2 years to complete, okay? 2 years to complete. This is what their initial recommendations. This is the Special Commission on the Official Seal and Motto of the Commonwealth. I believe the Special Commission was chaired by Senator Mark Pacheco of Taunton, the Taunton area, and one of my state reps, Tony Cabral. So it's, you know, it's been a lot of former state rep. I moved. But it's been fun to see these guys that I know waste everybody's time on this. The initial recommendations. So this is from the meeting that they held just last month. Recommendation number one, Massachusetts should create a new design for the seal and motto of the Commonwealth. What a profound recommendation that the Special Commission on the Official Seal and Motto of the Commonwealth has found more use for itself. Massachusetts should incorporate, second recommendation, symbols and terms in a new seal and motto that are aspirational and inclusive of the diverse perspectives and experiences of Massachusetts residents. And on the agenda for this meeting, they're going to decide on the recommended lists. The people of Massachusetts, third recommendation, should have the opportunity to provide input into the design of a new seal and a new motto. This is always a bad idea. I don't know much about the history of the state seal as it stands now, but I can just about guarantee you that there was not a mass popular vote on what it would look like, what it would entail, because it would look probably as generic, I don't know about as generic and vanilla as some of the recommendations they come up with, which we'll go through and detail for you, because again, it's really very laughable. Perhaps when that state seal was created, people were a bit less offended so easily, had a little bit more spine, vim, vigor, you know, actual blood running through their veins, not marshmallows. Fourth recommendation is Massachusetts should dedicate more resources to educating the public about the indigenous history and culture of Massachusetts, the history and usages of the current seal and motto, the harm inflicted by the current seal and motto, and the efforts to change the seal and motto. Now, you would imagine that the Special Commission on the Official Seal and Motto of the Commonwealth that was charged with finding if we even should change the official seal and motto of the Commonwealth, they would have looked into what harm the seal and motto of the Commonwealth has done thus far. I've seen no traces of that. I have not heard from anybody saying, I am absolutely triggered when I see our state seal and hear our state motto, by the sword we seek peace, but peace only through liberty, only under liberty. So that seems like that was their job. Now, they came up with some proposed steps, some proposed next steps, and these are just as profound. The commission should be revived in 2023. Why not? You know, you've come up with these, it's taken you 2 years to come up with, hey, we should probably change this. Not only should we change it, we should just pretty much leave it up to everybody else. Why should it be our job to come up with something spectacular and original? We should just really boil this down to the most common denominator and you know, come up with something that really appeases everybody and we can all look at and say, wow, that's really bland. The commission will issue an RFP, request for proposal, and contract with a consultant to conduct a public survey. Oh, your tax dollars at work. They've got to put this to an RFP and come up with a survey. The commission will also issue an RFP and contract with a consultant to create a syllabus for the appropriate grade level so that K through 12 students can learn from this process. Can learn what? How to waste tax dollars? I mean, I suppose they should learn that at an early age. And maybe that'll bring up a few more Republicans or at least conservative independents earlier in childhood in the Massachusetts public school system because they're seeing how their tax dollars are being wasted. And I hope to God, all right, I love kids. I've got a kid. And we hang his drawings on the fridge, okay? His scribbles. We tell him they're great. Great job. We know he put in minimal effort and did not stay in the lines. But hey, nobody's perfect. We hang it up on the fridge. I don't want a bunch of snot-nosed little brats with crayons creating our state seal for our state flag that's going to be on the letterhead of everything, and I hope that's not the direction they're going in with this. The commission will hire temporary administrative staff to ensure these deliverables are met, and a new deadline for the commission to complete its work and deliver its final report by this date. Report will include the above deliverables, recap of commission meetings and findings. Well, that should take no more than 5 minutes, 2 years of work, recommendation on RFP process for seal designer, report on expenditures. I can't wait to see that one. And recommendations for legislation, because everything's going to go through legislation. I mean, that's absolutely hilarious. And we'll go through all of the recommendations in just a few minutes. 844-500-4242. We will take a short break, come back. We've got calls and much more to get to. If you've got an idea for the state seal, because I guarantee it's not staying the same. It's going away. Kiss it goodbye. It's gone. The Native American and Miles Standish's arm with a sword, it's going away. So get used to it. If you've got an idea, I've got my own few ideas here. I took a very brief meeting, a powwow, if you will, with my cohorts here at the Howie Carr Show that are here in studio and ask them. And it did not take us 2 years. And we came up with about seven or eight different recommendations, which is just about as much as they came up with in the in the Special Commission on the Official Seal and Motto of the Commonwealth. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back. This is the Howie Carr Show.
Join in on the conversation. Call Howie at 844-500-4242. Just don't make us use the dump button.
Don't you cuss on this here radio.
I apologize to all the friendly folk who are listening.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back. He's a history buff's history buff.
You don't know nothing about Lady Liberty standing there in a harp screaming out the wall of nations in a world. Send me your poor, your deadbeats, your filthy.
Howie Carr is back.
Before we get to the calls, we've got to tell you that our friends at Eden Pure are extending their Gen 40 heater special until Christmas. Well, actually, they're extending it not Christmas 2023, but extending it for this week. It is slated to sell out, and this is while supplies last. Reduce your heating bills with a Gen 40 heater. If you missed the last special, order fast and now at EdenPureDeals.com. You can get the stylish and strong EdenPure Gen 40 heater with $50 off with code Howie50. The Gen 40 heater combines infrared and convective heat to warm a room and warms you to the bones. The heater is completely safe around kids and pets with no exposed elements. Not only do we love the Gen 40 heater, but our listeners do too. One wrote, I used this heater to heat my garage while working on my car. It did a great job heating my garage at a comfortable range. Another excellent product by Eden Pure. I can attest to that too. I've got a fairly drafty garage built in the 50s, not the most weather-sealed door. And last year I had some projects to do kind of in the fall, dead of winter kind of thing, refinishing some doors, and I brought in the Gen 40 heater and heated it right up in no time. I was able to work on the doors without subjecting them to any harsh elements or anything like that, and keeping everything at a nice temperature. So right now you can save $50 with code 50 Howie50 at EdenPureDeals.com. Last year, Eden Pure sold out of their Gen 40 heaters, so you need to order early while supplies last. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code Howie50. Save today and be prepared for the cold temps. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Code word Howie50. Shipping is free. Just looking over some of the text lines here for the text messages for the state seal and the motto. 508 says, Taylor, the state motto should be Sic Semper Tributum. thus always taxes. I like it. That's perfect. 339, put a picture of Elizabeth Warren on the seal for a motto, quote, I'm going to get me a beer. 774 is thinking along the same lines. State seal suggestion, large money bag full of wampum being handed to Granny Warren. Fake Indian replaces Native American warrior. That nothing more perfect than that. She is Massachusetts. But here's the ideas they came up with. As great as those are, I don't think they made it to the final recommendations list of the State Special Commission on the official seal and motto of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. This is, now keep in mind, 2 years of hard work. They really sat down to think about this. What can we come up with? What are the least offensive things we can think of and then vote on and present them to the public, who I'm sure will be pleased, excited, and jubilant, and so thankful that we've done this work. Remember, it took us 2 years. Should I give the, I guess I'll give the, I'll give the full list of recommendations they came up with. There's about, I don't know, 11 or 12, maybe 14 on here. A chickadee, coastline, it doesn't say which coastline, just coastline, cod, as in the fish, cranberry, a feather, hills/mountains. Because, you know, Massachusetts is known for its extremely mountainous terrain. Indigenous person. Well, I mean, if we go with that, we don't have to change it, right? It stays the same. A Mayflower, not the ship, because God forbid the Mayflower ever make it onto the ship. We exhibit the Mayflower too in Plymouth, right? And it's probably harbored in Fairhaven right now. But in Plymouth, it's on display during the seasonal months. I mean, that's a symbol of oppression right there. I don't even know why we're still holding on to that. Here's a stroke of genius. Again, keep in mind, 2 years, tax dollars, meetings, brainstorming sessions. For the state seal of Massachusetts, somebody suggested the state shape. Seriously? Are we going to be that homogenized about this process? A tree. In parentheses, pine, cedar, elm. This person obviously didn't really care. They just wanted a tree in there. They didn't care what species of tree. Now, I find that offensive on behalf of all of the other vegetation out there that Massachusetts is so well known for. How about our shrubbery? Our shrubbery doesn't get enough time in the limelight. How about just our grass? We've got great grass in Massachusetts. Well, now that the pot's been legalized, I guess that's true. Maybe a marijuana leaf. There's my suggestion. One of my suggestions, a marijuana leaf. A turkey. That's not bad. It's not great, but it's not bad. But it did not make the final cut, I'm sorry to say. And an indigenous symbol, whatever that may be. Oh, and the beauties for the term, the motto. For Massachusetts. They didn't even come up with phrases. They just came up with buzzwords, keywords that they want included. Commonwealth, education, equality. This one's a phrase, I suppose. For the common good. Just change it to for the commonwealth, I suppose, since it is a commonwealth. Hope, justice, liberty, peace, reciprocity. There are probably two dozen members on this panel. I'd say a good 25% of them could not pronounce reciprocity on the first try. Respect and tribal names, just generic tribal names, will be our state motto. Great. I'm so enthused by this. So Massachusetts is any hope that you had that this state would hang on to any personality that it had, It's gone. They are completely erasing any charm or any history, just changing it to the most generic, a feather, the shape of the state. What do you got? 844-500-4242. Your suggestions coming up next. This is the Howie Carr Show.
Whether you're making big changes this new year or just settling back into a consistent routine, chances are you could use some audio accompaniment on your journey. I know that for me, it's crucial. A good pair of wireless earbuds is indispensable in 2023. And for premium audio at the perfect price point, you've got to go with Raycon. Raycon's everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever. With optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit, these earbuds are so comfortable. And they will not budge. Trust me, Raycons give you 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life, and they're priced just right. With Raycons, you can get quality audio at half the price of other premium audio brands. It's no wonder that their everyday earbuds have over 55,000 five-star reviews. Now's the time to check them out for yourself. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie today to get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to score 15% off. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show. 844-500-4242 is the number. And we do have to do our poll question, which today is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Enjoy spring on the Cape with April rates at $179.99 a night, or schedule now to have your summer trip set with breakfast included Memorial Day through September 20th. Book online now at NausetBeachInn.com. Matt, what's today's poll question? What are the results thus far?
What's your reaction to the ongoing House Speaker votes? Enjoying it? Disgusted? Amused? But worried outcome could resemble mass GOP?
I'm very much enjoying it, and for one more reason, which we'll reveal in just a second.
30% of the viewers are also enjoying it, and 46 are amused but worried the outcome could resemble the mass GOP.
Let it go on. I'm so happy that no legislation is going to get proposed, voted on, passed. We've got enough laws. Everything's been covered. So Matt Gaetz is on the House floor right now, and he's going the nuclear option, nominating Donald John Trump. Let's hear a little bit of Matt Gaetz.
Start by making the House of Representatives great again.
Ah, we just missed it. That's okay. We'll see how many votes Donald Trump is going to get. This is the 11th vote they're holding tonight. I didn't think they'd go this long tonight, because they've been doing three per day, but now they're up to their fifth today. This is their fifth vote. We'll see if anybody moves a needle. We won't get to see it by the end of the show, but if anybody moves a needle past 20. People voting other, that and one voting present. That'd be very interesting to see. I'm glad. I knew it was going to be proposed, and I figured on Matt Gaetz being the one to do it. As Howie said earlier, Gaetz has kind of been sucking up to Trump ever since he's been leading the charge to prevent Kevin McCarthy from becoming the House Speaker, even after Trump threw in his nomination for Kevin McCarthy, his endorsement rather, and said you should vote for this guy and move on. There are more things that we need to get done, and he could surprise you. A lot of people could surprise us. A lot of people did surprise us. A lot of people surprised Trump, and that's kind of the problem. I'm all for this. I keep going. Let's beat the record. 133 ballots, 2 months. Let's just keep it going. Let's just watch the whole process burn and everybody have a meltdown. We were talking about this in the office earlier. It's not everybody is, how should I say this? There are some people, of course, when the government gets shut down, there are programs that you need access to if you receive benefits and whatnot. I mean, I understand. But for somebody like myself, I love it when the government shuts down. That means nobody's getting paid. Nobody is well, I doubt that's the case. But no work is getting done. No work needs to get done. No legislative work needs to get done ever again, I don't think, in the United States of America, unless we're going to cut a lot of the red tape that Trump had cut back in 2016 through 2020, 2017 through 2021, I should say. 844-500-4242. So again, Donald John Trump, the 45th president of the United States, has been nominated for the the House Speaker. And they'll be voting on this soon. This was the nuclear option. This was the one theory that everybody hoped would come to fruition. And it's playing out right now. It's not going to happen, obviously. I don't think anybody really has high hopes for this vote. It would certainly be amazing if it went through, because you can nominate anybody. Anybody. It doesn't have to be an elected member of Congress. It can be anyone. And they're hoping that this is Trump's path back into the White House. But alas, it's not going to happen. But this is a hilarious circus to watch, and I'm glad we're all along for the ride. 844-500-4242. We're talking about the state seal, and they came up with all of these terms and all of these symbols that they thought we could use for our state seal. And they narrowed it down to five. So these are our five choices, I guess. If they're going to ever put it to a vote for the people of Massachusetts, you can choose between tree. Remember, you've got your variety of tree to choose from, pine, cedar, or elm. Chickadee, feather, shape of the state, or coastline, ocean, which, all right, for crying out loud, a chickadee has feathers, so the feather is redundant. In the shape of the state and the coastline are the same thing. Am I incorrect? If you're outlining the coastline, you're outlining the shape of the state. It is the Bay State. Criminy, we couldn't even get that right. Mark, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Welcome, Mark.
Hey, Taylor, thanks. Glad to have you back. Love Howie, but you do a great job. Thank you.
But you're in the minority, hey, I think, but I appreciate it.
No, you're just humble. So I'm calling from the great town of Newport, Maine. Icy, terrible right now, but so how about, and by the way, before I give my state thing, isn't the chickadee the state bird of Maine?
Is it? I'm not sure about that. I thought it was the Massachusetts state bird.
I thought it was Maine. I don't know. Anyway, so my mistake, but I was thinking for the state that the seal would be like a picture of a toll booth, and then some dude like holding a gigantic shovel, you know, to represent the big dig. And then the motto could be, and I took some time to think about this while I was on hold, so I came up with two mottos. And the final draft, well, the rough draft was the Detour State. And then I thought, well, how about, you know, changing that around a little bit and calling it Detour the State. I mean, that's it, because I hate going through Massachusetts.
Yeah, that is, I mean, you should be in charge of marketing, Mark. That's what they could call you, Marketing Mark. But that's great, detouring the state. Excellent. And by the way, the black-capped chickadee is the state bird of both Massachusetts and Maine. So, that follows because Massachusetts and Maine were once the same state. So when we split, we kept the ties that bind, okay? Thanks very much for the call, Mark. Paul, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, Taylor, how you doing? I actually been looking up some of this stuff. It's kind of very interesting, actually. Down in Foxborough, we have King Philip High School.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then I started looking at some of this stuff. You ever heard of a guy named Squanto?
Yeah, I've heard of Squanto.
Yep, Squanto was, he helped teach the pilgrims how to grow corn and things of that nature. And so why isn't it like...
Well, because right now, Paul, I mean, the Native American is on the state seal, and we've deemed that racist and colonist to have a Native American on there when, you know, I mean, that's kind of revisionist history if we're going to put it up in that light, and we're completely erasing how this state came to be in the first place and the origins of this state, which were brutal and bloody. But, I mean, putting King Philip up there, that's kind of insult to injury. And I'll tell you why. In Dartmouth, Massachusetts, the area where I'm from, there's a high school, Dartmouth High, and their logo for their athletic teams is the Dartmouth Indians. And it is an historically correct, not a caricature, but a rendering of the profile of a Native American of the Wampanoag tribe. And so they did something similar to this where the town came together Well, some people, some snowflakes in the town came together and said, we've got to change this. This is horribly offensive. We've got to change the mascot for the Dartmouth Indians. It's offensive. It's cartoonish, which it wasn't, but it's got to go. This is an affront to the Wampanoag. And by the way, not too many of these people had a drop of Native American blood in them. And more Native Americans were on the side of maintaining and keeping the logo, where it finally, it came to a head, came to a vote. I think about 2/3 of the town actually voted and in the affirmative to keep the Dartmouth logo as such. But I think they kind of missed the point on this, which out of the two, the logo or the name of the team, if you're going to find one offensive, it's going to be the name of the team, right? I mean, Indians is based on when Christopher Columbus came to the United States and he thought he was in the West Indies and, you know, mistakenly called them Indians. And we've been calling them that ever since. The correct term is Native Americans or indigenous people, whatever. And that would be the more offensive term. So they missed the forest for the trees. It's just stupidity. You can't legislate stupidity. And so I mean, that's just how it's going to end up, is no indigenous marks or renderings of any type, because it's just going to be debated in another 30 years. Why is our state seal? Why does it have King Philip on there? You know, if he was subjected to this colonialist war back in the 1700s. 844-500-4242. Thanks very much for the call, Paul. So we did come up with just a few ideas of our own for state seals. We didn't want to spend too much time on the state motto. We only had, 20 minutes. So we, I mean, if you really wanted us, we didn't have the 2 years that these guys had at the Special Commission on the Official Seal and Motto of the Commonwealth. We just had the 20 minutes, a little powwow. Gave us another 30. We could have come up with some good state mottos that they never thought of in this special commission. Thinking legitimately, in New Bedford, we used to have Revere Copper and Brass, a great company that a lot of people's parents, grandparents used to work for. And they had a sign. It was Paul Revere riding on a horse. It was a neon sign, and it was displayed on Route 140 for a long time until they finally took it down because the city didn't do its due diligence in keeping it up, and it's now in storage, languishing away, never to be seen again. It was a great sign. It would make a great logo. I mean, that's the start of the Revolutionary War in Massachusetts. Lexington, Concord, it's steeped in so much history. Why we're not recognizing that is beyond me. That's how America came to be is through Massachusetts. To honor Howie, a moon bat, and that would be open to artistic interpretation. You can... That's when I'd say have the third graders draw it, because they'd come up with some funny stuff, I think. Dollar bills being run through a shredder is just so typical of how, I mean, this discussion is an example of that. I also enjoyed Charlie Baker ripping down basketball hoops. That would be a nice image. Matt came up with that one. Also, maybe the turkey police. See, you weren't too far off, Matt. The committee actually came up with a turkey as a possible state seal rendering, but you came up with the turkey police. I think the turkey and the turkey police should be on the same state seal. That would be great. Elizabeth, instead of the Native American that we have on there, and a few texters have suggested we put Granny Warren on there. We should have Elizabeth Warren replace the current Indian Native American that's already on the state seal, and above her, an arm holding the Powwow Chow cookbook. I think that's a reasonable accommodation that we can make for this commission. Let's see. How about just the Dunkin' Donuts logo? That's what it's going to end up as anyway. They're taking over the state. One of Howie's favorite stories is that there was a small tornado in Massachusetts, or a strong gust of wind one day, a windstorm, and a Dunkin' Donuts sign fell down into the street. Now, when the reporters got to the scene to talk about it and interview witnesses, they said, we didn't know if it was the Dunkin' Donuts from that side of the street or this side of the street. That's how close they were in proximity. It was funny. 844-500-4242. And my last suggestion, is a for the state seal of Massachusetts, since we're going to replace it, is the Mount Rushmore style rendering with the likenesses of Ben Affleck, Matt Damon, Mark Wahlberg, and Chris Evans. I mean, how much more Massachusetts can you get than that? 844-500-4242. And we've got to tell you about one of our great sponsors, Raycon Wireless Earbuds. I love Raycon Wireless Earbuds. I love music, period. And all kinds of music, ranging from the 30s all the way up to, well, not as recent as today, but I love most music throughout history, modern history. And the new year is here, and whether you're making big changes or just settling back into a consistent routine, chances are you could use some audio accompaniment in your journey. And as I said, for me, it's crucial. I spend a lot of time on the weekends when I have the time to sit in my hi-fi lounge, my music room, to listen to my records on my hi-fi system. But you can't get that experience on the go unless you have a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds, and they're going to be indispensable in 2023. For premium audio at the perfect price point, you've got to go with Raycon. Their everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever. They've got optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit. The earbuds are so comfortable, and they will not budge. Raycons give you 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life, so you can take them with you everywhere. If you're away from a charging port for whatever reason, you can rely on Raycons, and it's no wonder that their everyday earbuds have over 50,000 five-star reviews. And they've got noise isolation. They cancel out the noise around you, so you can focus on your podcast, on your music, on your lecture that you're listening to, whatever it might be. Earbud tap function, so you just tap the side of the earbud. There's no buttons. It's just all sense of touch, and you can control the volume, go back or forward in your tracks, whatever it is. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie today to get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to score 15% off. Buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Taylor Cormier. This is the Howie Carr Show.
Holding the Hackorama accountable is a full-time job.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Howie Carr will be back after this short break.
What we're dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the law.
Howie Carr is back.
To place a name and nomination for the position of Speaker of the House.
The gentleman is recognized.
My friends, when Donald Trump was president, taxes were cut. Regulations were slashed, energy was abundant, wages were rising, capital was returning from overseas to fund the dreams and ambitions of our fellow Americans, and the economy was roaring. What a contrast to what we have seen from this administration now. And so I rise to nominate Donald Trump for the position of Speaker of the House.
That's excellent. And the speech goes on for a little bit from that, and we'll get into it tomorrow, I'm sure, with Howie. It's going to be tickled pink. He's probably with Trump right now as we speak, as they're voting to nominate him for Speaker of the House. Great. I love it. I love the chaos. 413, Rambo 413, he came up with the perfect state motto. And I can't believe that none of us thought of this here at the Howie Carr Show, because for years we heard this phrase every single day. And I've translated it into the Latin, which would be cognoscere et intelligere, which is recognize and understand. That's Charlie Baker's favorite go-to phrase. The amount of times he says that a day is just about the same amount of times that Howie Carr reads the phone number for the Howie Carr Show, 844-500-4242, and recognize and understand are virtually the same thing. Limerick guy says, the state seal of Massachusetts should be a picture of Mr. Frosty delivering ice cream to the Kennedy compound. That wouldn't be terrible. Of course, he's spent his life impersonating a Kennedy. Why shouldn't he be included with Massachusetts lore just as the Kennedys? So we'll have more tomorrow on Matt Gaetz and the vote. I'm not sure how it's going right now. Fox doesn't have it up on screen right now, how the votes are being tallied. But we'll find out more about this tomorrow. Should be a fun time with a lot of great reaction to nominating Trump. The clutching of the pearls is going to be endless on the, how can Matt Gaetz make such a mockery? Somebody in the chamber already said, Trump tried to overthrow the government. No, he didn't, you ninnies. Stop it. Get over yourselves. At this point, they'll nominate, I don't know, Ralph Cramden or anybody. Howie's back at 3 tomorrow. This is the Howie Carr Show.
This is Toby from Cape Gunworks. We deliver ammo in Massachusetts. That's right, we deliver. And if you spend over